2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Live breaking news, now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services. FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have a few clouds, 94 degrees.
And a crash in backups northbound I-15 through Midvale. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story.
The case of Mackenzie Lewick.
The charges against the man accused of killing University of Utah student Mackenzie Lewick keep piling up. Today we're learning about a possible second victim who was able to get away from Ayula Ajayi. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the story.
Prosecutors say the second victim came forward as the investigation into the Mackenzie Lewick murder was going on. Charging documents show Ayula Ajayi met this woman through a dating app.
She found herself at his house at dinner.
Salt Lake County DA Sim Gill says the pair started kissing while watching TV, but Ajayi started touching her in a way she didn't like. Documents say when she tried to stop him, he pinned her down, ripped off part of her shirt, then bit her three times. When Gill was asked about the possibility of more victims, he could not confirm yes or no. However, if there are,
I would urge them to contact their local law enforcement agency. No victim should ever feel alone.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 301. If you saw thick black smoke out near the airport this morning, Maria Chaleos is here with an update for you.
Jeff, Salt Lake City firefighters have been working all day to get a handle on a large fire burning along I-80. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce reports it started this morning at a rail yard near the airport.
The problem's been the dry weather and the wind. Just when firefighters think they have a handle on things, a new flare pops up in some dry grass, hay, or railroad ties. Sparks from the wind also jump the freeway, setting that grass on fire and sending a lot of smoke onto the highway.
The fire is mostly contained with the exception of some lingering hot spots. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Angel's Landing in Zion National Park is closed for repairs. The Park Service says some of the posts which support the chains that hikers use for safety need replacement. The trail is expected to be closed today through early Thursday morning. Park Service suggests other hikes in the interim, such as the West Rim Trail and Observation Point. KSL's top national story this hour. We are learning more about a truck driver arrested in Indianapolis who the FBI says was allegedly planning to shoot up a church in Memphis. ABC's Ryan Burrow reports.
Court filings show a friend of 38-year-old Thomas Matthew McVicker contacted the FBI after a phone conversation in which McVicker said he was thinking about shooting up a church in Memphis. McVicker telling the friend he wanted to kill innocent people because, quote, they put spiritual snakes and spiders in my bed at night, adding they bit me on my throat twice and almost killed me. The man's mother confirming her son is under treatment for schizophrenia. McVicker's allegedly telling his employer he would be taking time off August 22nd when he would be in Memphis. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
Former Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords' organization is launching a new coalition called Texas Gun Owners for Safety. Giffords' group works to address gun violence nationwide and has several state-based coalitions. This participant in today's event says she believes in background checks.
With our constitutional rights come a huge amount of responsibility, and we can no longer ignore the fact that we have a problem. And the NRA is a big part of that problem. And I am not going to give up my guns, but by God, everyone else needs to be as responsible as we are with our guns.
The new group is said to include hunters, sport shooters, and collectors. Members will back policies they hope lawmakers can work on at both the state and federal levels. President Trump says he is considering steps, including a tax cut, to boost the economy.
Payroll tax is something that we think about, and a lot of people would like to see that, and that very much affects the the workers of our country.
The president says he's been thinking about a reduction in payroll taxes for a long time. He's also interested in a reduction in capital gains taxes and wants the Federal Reserve to again lower interest rates.
I'd like to see a cut in the Fed rate because that should have happened a long time ago. I think they're being very tardy in not doing it and not having done it sooner. They raised too quickly.
The president also insists the economy remains strong and says he's dismissing a warning from economists about a threat of a recession. Other national stories we are following for you. A new government watchdog report is revealing disturbing details about federal facilities caring for undocumented children. According to the Inspector General at the Health and Human Services Department, the shelters put migrant kids at risk and conditions were found to be at odds with state regulations. ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi is in Washington with more.
A new report by the Inspector General of Health and Human Services released Tuesday paints a disturbing picture of HHS facilities caring for migrant children. The report was based on inspections of Southwest Key facilities in Arizona, California, and Texas in 2017. It found in at least two facilities, children had easy access to vehicle keys. All three did not have carbon monoxide detectors, and unsanitary bathrooms weren't uncommon either. According to the report, Southwest said it would take steps to improve its oversight and safeguards at facilities, but denied putting children at risk. Mona Kosar Abdi, ABC News, Washington.
KSL News Time, 305.